Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. As I've said a couple times in the course of this week, really encourage you to go to our bookstore, renewalministries.net, and then click on bookstore. I have a CD entitled Be Strong in the Lord. I really encourage you, if you can, to buy that CD, because I want you to put on the armor of God. I want you to put on the armor that God has given us so that we can fight the enemy, that we really can conquer, that holiness can grow in our church and in the world. God is greater than any enemy we face, greater. But we need to come to him and ask him for his help and put on the armor that he gives us to put on. Also encourage you, if you don't have a copy of my book, Deeper Conversion, which are commentaries, meditations, really, on the Gospel of Matthew. And apart from, like, the Lenten season, as I've explained before, the Gospel of Matthew is the gospel for this year, 2017. So in the ordinary seasons, not Lent, not Easter, not Advent, but in the ordinary season, there's about 35 or 36 Sundays that have readings from the Gospel of Matthew in this year, 2017. I've done brief meditations on those gospel passages and urge you, if you don't have it, to read it. I think it'll help you, open you to see how to read the Word of God as you continue to do so in other scripture sections. Let's take a look now at the readings for today. To my words, says the entrance antiphon, to my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my sighs, attend to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. That's certainly what Queen Esther did. Queen Esther had to face the king, and she was pleading on behalf of her people, but she never approached the king without permission, without his asking for you. So Queen Esther made very bold to go before the king. And it's an image of how, in a certain sense, how we think, well, I'm not worthy to go to the Lord and to ask him anything. Well, none of us is. But if God's calling us, and he is calling you to draw closer to him, then take courage and come before. Look how Queen Esther did it. Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. She was afraid she could lose her life. She lay prostrate upon the ground together with her handmaids from morning until evening. Notice that long prayer. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me, who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord, my God. Look at the honesty of that. Just laying it before God. You can do the same. And now come to help me, an orphan. Put in my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion, and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us from the hand of our enemies, turning our mourning into gladness and our sorrows into wholeness. What a beautiful prayer. And she meant it, and God heard it. God will hear your prayer when you come to him with sincerity and truth. Psalm 138, Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. Now, one qualifier here. God does hear us, and God will help us. Sometimes it's not exactly how we ask to be helped. Sometimes what we experience is not in the order that we would expect them to come. Why? Because God hears our prayer, and he will answer it. But he knows the intentions of everybody concerned, and he wants to save everybody concerned, you who are the petitioner, but also all the people involved with whatever you're praying for. God wants to change us all, to conform us to himself. And as we yield to his grace, the things we pray for may well happen. So notice always that God has a bigger picture. So don't ever get discouraged. Somebody told me, well, I prayed for a whole week and nothing happened. I said, well, try it for a year or two. God looks at everybody, and he never, as I say so often, he never violates our free will. He will encourage, he will inspire, he will try to lead in the right direction, but if we refuse, we have free will. Because he never wants his love to be coerced. He wants us to freely choose him. So always persevere, even when your petitions don't get answered quite the way you expect, or they take a long time to get answered. Know that God hears every word of every prayer and he's working on it, but he won't, as I said, violate our free will. Lord, Psalm 138, Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. There it is. Make that prayer, Psalm 138, make that prayer your own. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple. I will give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Forsake not the work of your hands. God won't forsake you. He loves you. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 to 12, Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." God doesn't say immediately. So ask, seek, knock. Keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Keep on asking the Lord, "Lord, conform me to your will, to your plan. Let me support by my prayer your plan, even if I can't see it all. Give me courage to persevere." Pray that way. God will hear it. "Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands." And he won't. We are the work of his hands. He loves us infinitely. Beyond our comprehension, he loves us. I've known in my life, I've lived long enough to see things that I prayed for not answered, and yet at the same time, some days or weeks or months or even years down the road, the prayers have been answered far beyond my expectation, far beyond. Don't ever give up praying. God hears you. God's at work. He does have to work with the free will of people. And it takes time for people to yield themselves to God, as you and I well know. Just don't stop praying. You keep the enemy at bay. God will act. God will hear you. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." May take time. We may want it next month, and it may be 5 years. Don't stop praying. I've said this before this week, and I'm going to continue to say it until it gets in there. And that you don't give in to, "All my prayers are not worth it. God doesn't hear me." You and I hear people say that all the time. It's just not true. "Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked," in other words, wicked meaning sinful, and we are, we're sinful, "if you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children," and we do, "how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him?" Do you believe that? Do you believe that? It's important to answer that question. Listen to what Sister Ruth Burroughs, one of my favorite authors, has written about "Ask and you will receive." She says, "It seems there are only two things we can give God: trust and acceptance of poverty." In other words, I can't change this situation. I can't make it happen. We're poor. So we can give God two things, trust and acceptance of poverty. Confidence, not love, is basic. Love is the summit. Confidence in God leads to love. I am sure it is confidence we need to develop and pay most attention to. All the rest will flow from it. We have to take God at His word. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. I need to have confidence. I need, in another way of putting it, I need faith to believe that God does hear my prayer and that God will answer. We really have to believe that God wants to give us nothing less than Himself, is only waiting to pour Himself into us. It's true. We have to take Him at His word as He reveals Himself in the Gospels. He's the friend of sinners, one who throws His arms around the wayward, ungrateful son, kisses him in all his filthy rags. This is God. Does our disposition of soul respond to this God, or have we formed our own image of Him projected from human experience? The biggest obstacle to trust seems to be a wrong idea of God, a projection of our self-image. We feel unlovable, therefore God cannot love us, or so we think. And it's true. By faith, we know this is nonsense, but the feeling obstinately persists and can stifle and overwhelm us. How can we tackle this feeling of worthlessness? For it is not on the rational, but on the emotional level. I think we have to recognize, Sister Ruth says, I think we have to recognize that we cannot get rid of it by sheer willing. All the meditations in the world won't shake it off. Therefore, it must be accepted. I have to accept its falsity and its pain and then act against it. That is, talk to God about it. When downcast at some revelation of misery, when I feel I haven't even begun in the spiritual life, when I see myself the prey to evil inclinations, when I see myself tempted to anger or bitterness or resentment or jealousy, when I am helpless, distracted at prayer, feeling completely unlovable, then this is the moment for glorious confidence, because we find we cannot in any way, these are my words, put our trust in ourselves. When we're in that place, anger, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, helpless, distracted at prayer, completely unlovable, when we feel like that, that's we must put our trust in God. We must trust God enough to know that He would never leave us in a state of weakness without a purpose. He's allowing you to be there for a purpose. He wants us to glorify Him in it. I remember the day when I was at the end of my rope and able to say to the Lord, "It's You alone I have. I can't trust myself for anything." Didn't mean that I was nothing. It just meant that God was the one in authority and not me. And that changed my life. May God give you the same blessing. Amen. All of us at one time or another in our lives have to endure suffering. How do we suffer as a disciple of Christ? For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.